Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Cleopatra's Sister by Penelope Lively.
This book was read by Wanda McCadden.
The book's dedication reads, For Jack. Part 1, Chapter 1. Howard. Howard Beamish became a paleontologist because of a rise in the interest rate when he was 6 years old. His father, a cautious man with a large mortgage, announced that the projected family holiday to the Costa Brava was no longer feasible. A chalet was rented on the North Somerset coast instead, and thus, on a dank August afternoon, Howard picked up an ammonite on Blue Anchor Beach. He presented it to his parents. "What's this?" "It's a stone," said his father, who was listening to the test match. "No, it isn't," retorted Howard, an observant child. "It's a fossil, dear," said his mother. "That's a very old sort of stone." "Why?" persisted Howard after a few moments. The single word embraced, in fact, a vast range of query for which he did not have the language. His mother, too, paused to consider, and was also defeated, though for different reasons. She evaded the issue by offering Howard a tomato sandwich, which he accepted with enthusiasm, while continuing to pore over the ammonite. During the rest of the afternoon he collected 5 more fossil fragments, including one embedded in a slab of rock weighing several pounds. His parents expostulated. There were already the picnic basket, the folding chairs, the radio, the beach bag, the ball, the cricket stumps. "Any of those stones you want to take back, you're carrying yourself, do you understand?" instructed his father. "They're not stones," the child protested, and staggered up the cliff path with the fruits of his first field trip wrapped in his jersey and slung over his shoulder.